Paul Scully Brunton, part of the Team Brunton with Dave, your dad and yourself. It must be pretty exciting winning a premiership as a first partnership, but especially one with your dad.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a big thrill for me personally, so I've enjoyed it thoroughly. I didn't ever expect at the start of the year we'd win it the way we have, so I think we're pretty taken back by it. We've been very lucky this year and we've worked in good together. It's been it's freed us up, probably being able to do better things with the horses than once on your own that you wouldn't be able to do, so it's been terrific.
Well, the horse numbers, pretty much the same number of horses that your dad's had through the stables, but you've had some good ones through the year. Some of the highlights for Team Brunton in season 2019?
I think winning the three-year-old cup in the Newmarket on the same day was a pretty big thrill with Life to the Full. We didn't expect him to win the race. We thought he'd run a nice race, but that was it. He got the money. That was fantastic, and the leaps he took, and Lady Lynette winning on Cox Plate Day in Melbourne was unbelievable, and Big Ascent winning the Summer Cup and the Ingham Cup, that was a pretty big thrill. We bought him as a wreck, and that was fantastic. That was a big thrill for us, but it had a lot of winners. I'm a Hussy, you know, like, just for her to do what she's done was unbelievable, and the owners and the people I've met out of her has been unbelievable again, you know, like, met great people, friends that I'll have for the rest of my life, so.
All right, now, working with your dad, obviously, it's never been a problem because you used to ride track work as a young kid. I used to see you at Alwick, short pants and throwing the jotties on and jumping on the horses. It's been a part of your life always, hasn't it, Rosie?
Absolutely. Yeah. Working for Dad and blueing with Dad is always something we've done together, so that'll never change. I think that's important. I think you've got to have blues to get it out. If you don't, it'll snowball. So, but we get along good now and work good together, and the horses are going great. Couldn't ask for any more. So,
well, I actually spoke to Dad and I said to Dave, I said, well, what's the downside of a partnership with Scotty? And he said, I've got to share the money.
Yeah, well, that's one thing. Only problem is the more horses you get, the more it seems to cost. So,
yeah,
but no, it's been fantastic. It's been a great ride and great thrill. So, and hope to do it again next year.
Something special, breaking Alan Stubbs' record that stood for a long time. 1991, trained 73. Well, you didn't quite get 80, but close to it.
Yeah, gone close. So, but yeah, very, very happy with what we've done for the year. So I couldn't, like I said, I couldn't speak more highly of the year we've had. It's been fantastic. The owners, staff, everyone's been fantastic. But Dad, you know, in the back of his mind, would have loved to have beaten the record a couple of years ago. He got close. I think he didn't have a winner for the last 8 weeks of the season. So, but for us to break it was important to us. We sort of felt that it was something we wanted to do, so yeah, it was quite pleasing to do so, absolutely.
All right, mate, well done, all the best. Great season. Let's hope the next season's even better.
Thanks very much, Pete. Cheers, mate.